Okay, we're going to make a start. Thanks everyone for coming. And then please show the partner that we're going to be the team that focuses on the gambling industry. It seems that the ICE conference is set to be as well as ever. We decided that Tuesday morning was the perfect time for sort of intellectual highbrow debate before we descend into the usual alcohol debauchery, which remains the reason why ICE is so popular, I'm told anyway. The seminar will summarise the latest legislative and regulatory developments in Australia as well as the UK. Operators, suppliers and other stakeholders in the sector are facing an influx of challenges in terms of keeping up with these types of changes on a global basis, and we decided to focus on these three markets where there are going to be significant and pretty inevitable changes during the course of 2017, hopefully to help you understand the challenges but also some of the opportunities. We're going to be covering the amendments due to be made to Australia's primary gambling legislation, including new plans designed to limit the unlicensed gambling activities from offshore. We're also going to be looking at the likely legislative proposals to regulate online gambling in Brazil, and also the implications for stakeholders across the sector. And finally, we're going to be analysing a series of reviews, investigations and consultations which look to reshape the British gambling regulatory framework and which may impact on the approach that other regulators take in due course, depending on how those initiatives go. Our speakers today are well known to most of you, so I'll keep the introductions brief. Jamie Netherton is a partner at Addisons, widely regarded as the leading gambling lawyer in Australia. He advises on all aspects of Australian legal and regulatory gambling issues, both for Australian companies and also international organisations. James has been in the sector for over 20 years. He's been heavily involved in the discussions that have led to the latest plan changes, which we've covered today. Neil Montgomery is founding and managing partner of Montgomery & Associados. He heads the firm's gambling practice. He's dual national, British and Brazilian. He's practiced Brazilian law for 20 years. And having worked as a lawyer in Sao Paulo and London, he's very well placed to help local and international participants in the industry on the Brazilian aspects of their businesses and also their future strategic plans. Neil's fluent in English, Portuguese and Spanish, which is three more languages than Neil. Steve Ketley is the co-head of the gambling group Wigan. He's a commercial, regulatory and technology lawyer, advising clients on their operational and regulatory aspects of their businesses. He has particular expertise in advising clients on their grey market strategy, as well as changes in compliance and other regulatory aspects of the British framework. As an aside, he also has an in-depth knowledge of technology which helps you sleep in noisy conditions, which he deployed on Wigan's recent ski trip where he shared with me and Chris. A couple of housekeeping items. Each of the speakers is going to have about 20-minute slots for Q&A afterwards, so if you keep your questions for the end. In view of the plan but now cancelled train strike, we actually have a coach to take everyone to the XL if you'd like to, which will leave at 10:15 from just outside the hotel. We can't offer any guarantee that it will be quicker than getting the tube, but it will probably be a little more fun. At this point, I'll hand over to Jamie.